Hello everyone and welcome. This will be a quick audio training for user roles within Care360 followed by a short quiz. This is an area for improvement that we noticed based on the results of the knowledge survey. We hope that after this training you will all have a better understanding of user roles and how to discuss user roles with our customers. In this training we have three examples of discussions with our customers based on real scenarios. In this first example, an IT arrives on site for a tech touch to find the nurse having problems with Care360. The IT works with the nurse to resolve a user role issue. Let's listen in.
Hi, I'm Jason from Quest Diagnostics. I was in the area and wanted to stop by and see how things were going.
Hi, I'm Nurse Kevin. I'm glad you stopped by. I've been meaning to call, but I haven't had time. The doctor keeps asking me to look up results for him, but I can't figure out how to do that in Care360.
Well, let's take a look at it. Looks like your user role in Care360 is phlebotomist. With that role, you don't have access to view results. Maybe we can talk to the office manager or physician and get permission to change your role in Care360. We have a role called clinical lab staff, which will allow you to use messaging, lab orders, and unlike the phlebotomist role, you can view lab results. But I would recommend another role called clinical office staff. With this role, you'll be able to view patient summaries and add or edit patient data, in addition to the features of phlebotomist and clinical lab staff.
It would make things a lot easier if I could view the patient's summaries. I think the clinical office staff role would be more helpful for me. Let's go talk to the office manager.
All right, now that you're all set up as clinical office staff, let me show you the changes in Care360. Notice that you can now see new lab results, and here is where you can make changes to patient demographics.
Just a quick note. A Quest Diagnostics IOP user role should always be phlebotomist. This should not be changed to another role for any reason. In this next example, an IT arrives on site to perform Care360 training. He notices a problem with the user's current role setting and recommends a solution. Let's listen in. Hello.
Hi, I'm Jason from Quest Diagnostics. Is Kevin available?
I'm Kevin. How can I help you?
I'm here to train you on Care360 as requested.
Great. You're right on time. Follow me. The computer's right back here.
So, Kevin, what is your role here in the office, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, this is a pretty small practice, so we all have to wear quite a few hats. I typically get all the lab results together for the doctor every morning. I order labs for the patients throughout the day, as the doctor requests them. I also perform other managerial tasks for the doctor throughout the day.
Oh, that's very helpful. Let's go ahead and get started. First, I'll show you how to research and manage patient results. Then we'll go over how to order labs, and at the end, I can show you how to use Care360 for some of those managerial tasks and answer any questions you might have.
That sounds good. Let's go ahead and get started.
I notice as we search for patients sometimes, we get a lot of duplicates. I think we should talk to the office manager about changing your user role in Care360. Right now your role is clinical office staff. As clinical office staff, you can view patient charts and lab results, use messaging, order lab tests, and add or edit patient data. But if we change your role to clinician, you'll be able to merge duplicate patients and move clinical activities.
Well, that sounds like a lot more work. How will it benefit me?
Well, you'll be able to resolve all those duplicate patients. Then as you search for a patient, you'll be able to easily find the correct one. Also, if a lab result ends up in the wrong patient's chart, you'll be able to move it to the correct chart without making a phone call to Quest Diagnostics.
Okay. I guess that does sound helpful. Let's go talk to the office manager. The last example is a simulated call to the help desk. In this example, the customer is trying to have a new user added. Let's listen to how the help desk handles the situation. Thank you for calling Quest Diagnostics. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Erica with Dr. Smith's office. I need to have a new user added to our account.
Sure, I can help with that. But first, let me recommend that someone in your office be set up as the delegated administrator. The delegated admin has the ability to add new users, remove users that are no longer with the practice, edit user roles, and also reset passwords all from within Care360. Does this sound like something your office would be interested in?
Definitely. That sounds like it would save us a lot of time.
Okay, great. You can print the form from within Care360. All you have to do is fill it out and fax it back to us. I see that your office is not utilizing any of our premium services, such as e-prescribing or EHR. You'll be able to add users with the role of phlebotomist, clinical lab staff, clinical office staff, physician, and or clinician, also known as nurse or MA. More detailed information of the permission for each role is displayed as you're adding a new user.
Well, we are thinking of switching to your EHR service. What will happen if we begin to use your premium services?
That's no problem. The delegated admin will still be able to add a phlebotomist, clinical lab staff, or clinical office staff. You will not be able to add a physician or clinician within Care360 once your office begins to use our premium services.
All right. I don't think we'll need to add another physician or clinician anyway. Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome. And thank you for choosing Quest Diagnostics. Now that we've listened to some examples, let's talk about the user roles that are available in Care360. To start out, we have the phlebotomist role. The phlebotomist role is typically used for a Quest IOP, but our customers may use this for their office staff as well. This would be someone in the office that only uses Care360 to process lab orders. They may also use messaging and tasks within Care360. The phlebotomist role does not have access to the patient summary page. This role also cannot add or edit patient data outside of information used for a lab order. The phlebotomist role does not have access to view lab results. Also, the phlebotomist role is the only role that may not make changes to the organization preferences. We have a clinical lab staff role. With this role, users can use messaging, tasks, process lab orders, and they may also view lab results. Like the phlebotomist role, clinical lab staff users do not have access to the patient summary. We have the clinical office staff role. With this role, users can use messaging, tasks, process lab orders. They can also view lab results. But unlike the clinical lab staff and phlebotomist role, clinical office staff users can access the patient summary. They also have the ability to add or edit patient data within the patient summary. We have our physician role, and as the name suggests, this role is designated for our physicians. Physicians have the ability to use messaging, tasks, they can process lab orders, they can view lab results and patient summaries, they can add or edit patient data, but unlike any other role, the physician role can define specialties. And the last role we have available is clinician. Sometimes you'll hear clinician referred to as nurse or MA. With this role, users have the ability to order lab tests, use messaging, use tasks, view lab results, view patient summaries, add or edit patient data. But what's different about the clinician role is that they have the ability to merge duplicate patients and also move clinical activities. We recommend that every office have at least one clinician set up in Care360. The clinician is the only role that has access to merge duplicate patients and move clinical activities. We should also mention the delegated administrator. While the delegated admin is not a user role by itself, it can be added to a user role to enhance permissions. A delegated admin has the ability to add new users, remove users that are no longer with the practice, edit user roles, and also reset passwords from within Care360. Keep in mind that the delegated admin can only add a physician or clinician if the office is not utilizing one of our premium services, such as e-prescribing or EHR. So you might ask, why is this important? Why do I need to know user roles in Care360? Well, it's important to prevent unauthorized access to PHI. If a user is assigned to an incorrect role, they might have access to things like patient results, or patient data within Care360 that the office does not want them to have access to. Also, it offers a streamlined workflow for the user by removing any unnecessary features within Care360. This way, the user is not presented with features that they're not going to be using. Well, that's all for today. All this information can be found on the wiki under the Care 360 User Roles page. I appreciate your time and thanks for joining.